I'm trying to do is I'm covering three different books. I'm covering the book of Romans on Wednesday night. Sunday morning, I'm covering the book of Ephesians. And then Sunday evening, I'm covering the Gospel of John. So those are three particular books that we're going to be looking through. Man, you talk about growth. How do you grow? You grow by taking in the Word of God. And the more you learn, the more you grow, the more closer you'll grow to Jesus, too. And I hope the Lord will bless you with this. I don't know how long it's going to take. I mean, there's no way to, pick a time, and I ain't going to try to pick a time. So we'll just see what the Lord does. And I guarantee you'll like Romans, and I guarantee you'll like Ephesians, and also the Gospel of John, which is what we're going to be looking at tonight. Okay? Let's go ahead and begin, and let's turn to John chapter 1. Might be a good idea if I do it. John chapter 1. Gospel of John chapter 1. Joey bought me a new Bible. Did you know that? Did he buy you a new Bible? That's what I figured. But anyhow, he bought me one, and boy, it's the prettiest thing you ever seen. Look here, it's got gleaming gold things on it and everything, Hollis. But it tickled me to death to have that. And so this is going to be I think it's about the second time I've used it. So, Gospel of John. I'm going to try to read verses 1 through 14, and what I'm going to do is after I read it, then we'll talk just about 1 through 14. This evening, okay? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Okay? The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of God, or light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might do what? Believe. That's what we're after, isn't it? We'd like to see people do what? Believe. Trust in Christ as your Savior. It says he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Of course, this is John the Baptist. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Talking about the Jews, basically. But as many as received him, to them gave he power or authority to become the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. But of God. Goes on to say, and the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So that's verses 1 through 4, 14. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're thankful tonight for the folks that are here this evening. We're thankful for our meeting, Lord, that we had this morning. And Father, we pray that you continue to save souls here at the Elizabeth Baptist Church. We pray that people will be lifted up as a result of hearing your word. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the Gospel of John, and we'll work our way through it. Now, it's going to take a long time to do all three of these, and I'm doing it for a reason. These are my three favorite books. I love all three of them. And I don't know how long it's going to take. We're going to take our time with it. But I think you'll learn a lot from these three books. I think it'll really lift you up. You know, the reason why you feed people Scripture is that's how you grow spiritually. If you don't take in the Scriptures and the teaching of the Word of God, you'll never grow. You got to grow. In order to grow, right here is what we eat from. Right here is exactly what we eat from. We eat from the Word of God, and what that'll do, it'll strengthen you spiritually. A lot of times people don't grow like they should because they don't eat like they should. They just don't eat like they should. And because of that, a lot of times people don't grow like they should, and a lot of times people don't know the things that they need to know. So the Gospel of John is going to show you a lot of things about the Lord, and I think that it'll be a great blessing to you. Oh, it says, in the beginning was the Word. Now, notice and three times right here in just verse 1, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, the Word is in capital letters, and it's referring to a person. And who is that person? God. He is the Word that was made flesh. So, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning. Jesus has always been, beloved. He's always been. He took flesh 2,000 years ago so he could pay our sin debt. That's why he come here. And I'm thankful that he did. Because if I got what I deserved, the earth would open up and I'd slide right into hell if I got what I deserved. But God never gave me what I deserved. God bestowed upon me his amazing grace. Oh, God's people said. That's a wonderful thing. And the Lord is the one that done that for us. So we look at the Word here in this text. It says the same was in the beginning with God. Jesus, the Heavenly Father, and our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, they've always been. They've always been. And they always will be. So when you think about the Holy Spirit, and you think about the Son, and you think about the Father, they've always been. And you know what? They've known us. How long have they known us? Since before the world ever began. Oh, God's people said, you know he's loved me. He loved me before the foundation of the world was ever laid. He's loved me that long. I can't fathom it, though. It's hard to fathom that. I know he did. Yeah. Oh, amen. It's hard to express it. It's so great. But that's what God did. We who were sinner people, nothing to offer, but yet God loved a sinner like me. Forgive me for my sins. Give me everlasting life. Gave me a new body. Or going to give me a new body. But he gave me a new outlook on life after that too. Hey, beloved, I'm happy. I think God's people should be happy. Not a fake happy, but I mean a real happy. We should be the happiest people in the world. Hey, we're going to a great place. We know exactly where we're going. It's going to be great. There ain't going to be no sin there. There ain't going to be no sadness there. There ain't going to be no sorrow there. We'll get to see our loved ones that died. I mean, you think how great this is going to be. He's got a great big plan for us. And I'm thankful for that. And that strengthens you, doesn't it? Sometimes this old world will wear you completely down, but, buddy, this raises you up as you look at these texts, especially here in the beginning of the Gospel of John. All right, all things were made by him. Who made all things? God did, yeah. Yeah, that goes without, I could go without almost being said, couldn't it? I mean, anytime you see handiwork, you know, it had to be a handyman that done it. Where there's handiwork, there always has to be a what? I mean, it doesn't pop there, does it? No, there has to be someone that puts the work to it. And that's what our God did. So, let me get back where I'm going. And the light, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man from God whose name was John the Baptist. Now, from what I know, I believe that was his cousin, wasn't it? He's related to John the Baptist. They were relation to one another. Think about it. So you see how they would have met one another. There was a man from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness. He came for a what? Yeah, he came for a witness. He wanted to witness about who? Jesus. And we are witnesses. We are witnesses. We must be witnesses. Where you work at, where you go to school at, in your family. Sometimes you'll meet people when you're at the mall or something, and you'll get to talk to them about the Lord. Sometimes that'll open up that way. God works that way. Every day of your life, when you pray, what I like to do is, of course, I pray every day because I walk out Plymouth every day. But one of the things that I do is I write things down. I try to write things down, and then when I walk out, and what else? I pray. I talk to him about the Lord. And I think it strengthens you. Do y'all agree? If you're weak spiritually, it's probably because you don't pray very much. You need to get alone with Jesus and pray. And the more you do that, hey, how do you get rid of your cares anyhow? I mean, how do you get rid of them? You get rid of your cares by casting your cares on the Lord. Can he handle it or not? He can. He can handle things. He can do great things, great and marvelous things that ye know not. So you give these things to him. All right. Verse 8, he was not that light, but he came to bear witness of the light. And that light was Jesus. That's exactly who it was. He shined the light. He shined the light. And he lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He gives you light. You know, before I was saved, you know where I was at, don't you? Here's what the scripture says. I was dead in trespasses and in sins. That's where I was at. Guess what? We're all in the same boat. We were dead. We weren't just a little bit sick. We were dead in trespasses and in sins. Yep. Dead in trespasses and in sins. And you know what the Lord did? When I was dead, he quickened me. You know what quickening means? Made alive. Made alive. Oh, yeah. Made alive and right now. Made alive and right now. You're not saved because you're better than anybody else or smarter than anybody else. You're saved because of God's grace. And who made you to differ? Who made you to differ was God. And you know what that does to me? That don't make me arrogant. That makes me humble. Because I didn't earn an ounce of it. And neither did you. But this is what he done for. This is what he done for us. All right. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light. And that true light is, of course, talking about Jesus. He's the true light. And he gives you light when he saved your soul. It's hard to fathom all of these things, isn't it? But that's what he done for us, and that's the reason why that we're born again. We're talking about a book that was, you know, goes all the way back 2,000 years ago, actually farther than that way. Oh, if you include the Old Testament, you have to include the Old Testament. These things are a tremendous blessing for people. When you think, when you look at this grand text that we're looking at, and it talks about how he lights every man that comes into the world, he gives you light. That's the greatest thing you can have. Do you remember the day that God gave you light? Do you remember the day that God gave you light? Another thing God does, Scripture says that he gives you an understanding to know him that is true. Oh, God's people say it. He gives you an understanding to know him that is true. And that's what he did. Now, with what I've said so far, who gets all the glory? Oh, man, it's all God, ain't it? He's the one that does it. It's a glorious thing to have the blessings that's mentioned in here. All right, verse 9. He was not that light, but he came to bear witness of the light. And that's what John did. He bore witness to him. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. God is the one that gives the light, though. He's the one that provides the light. What was we before we were born again? We were in what? Darkness. And now what are we in? We're in the light. So we've moved. And God's the one that done it. Without him, we'd still be in the same mess we was in before. What we're talking about tonight, being in the light, having the true light, and all these kinds of things, is just really talking about salvation. It's the greatest thing you can have. Verse 10. He was in the world. And the world was made by him. Who made it? Yeah, God made it. He didn't get it started. He made it. He made it from start to finish. He made it. Man, oh man. Atheistic evolution. Man, it's messed up a lot of children in over the years. Messes them up. Then they take someone that's, you know, got a major degree and smart, and ain't nothing wrong with having a good degree or anything of that nature. But then children will look at them and think, well, look how smart they are. Look how smart they are. Well, there is people that have good book smarts, and I'm glad they have it. But beloved, it don't make no common sense that an explosion brought order on this earth. I hate to say this, that's the goofiest thing I ever heard in my life. Have you ever seen an explosion make order? I ain't either, and you'll never find one that way either. You'll never find one that way. At the same time, yes. At the same time, yes, that can happen that way. That's for sure. That's for sure. So, he's in the world. The world, but who made the world now? God did. And how did he make it? He spoke it into existence. He spoke it. He didn't wave anything or anything of that nature. He spoke it into existence. Hey, beloved, back there somewhere, listen to me now, back there somewhere is when it started. But who started it? God did. He is the maker. He is the maker. He was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. They didn't know who he was. Oh, they probably knew his name, but they didn't know really who he was and what he could do. Wonderful thing. So he was in the world was made by him. Who made the world again? God did. It's in Genesis 1, it's all through the scriptures. We need to teach our children about you need to teach children about the origins of things. They need to learn that from you. They need to learn that from you. There's a lot of people that's in colleges as they went through them. I've seen this with several children over the years. They don't see the truth of creation anymore. They don't see the truth of creation anymore. And when you have people that are professors and all these different kinds of things in the school, super smart, but they're not super smart if they think that it popped into existence. It doesn't make no common sense. Yeah, that's exactly right. So you just think how dangerous it is for people. You know, atheistic evolution it'll do, if you raise your children in it, they won't believe that there's a God either. What we want for our children is we want our children to believe that there is a God that created this thing. And he did. And it's easy to see. And he's the one that did it. And he deserves the glory for it. All right. But as many as received him, to them gave they power or authority to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his what? Believe on his what? Believe on his name, buddy. Have you believed on his name? It says, as many as received him. As many as done what again? Received him. As many as received him, to them gave he authority. As many as received him, to them gave he power or authority to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. He's in salvation, he makes us his child. In salvation, he makes us his child. And you know how long he's loved me? Do you want to know how really, truly, would you? You know how long that he's loved you? He's loved you since before the foundation of the world was ever laid. That's how long he's loved me. All God's people say it. That's being saved now. I tell you what, that's being saved. 13, I'll quit verse 14. Which were born. Here we're talking about born. Were born not of blood, not your physical blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Beloved, I'm born again. I'm born again. I was born physically, and then I was born spiritually. Now I'm born again. And when you're born again, you have victory over death. You agree? Amen. Have complete victory over death. And when Jesus comes again, if Jesus would come during this church service, he'd be coming to get us out of here too. Oh, that's true. I don't know how people can live knowing that there's a hell and knowing that there's a heaven and knowing that salvation is through believing on Jesus, yet at the same time, they never trust him. I don't understand that. Oh, I do understand it. I do understand it. Right here. Blind. And you want a little something? Not only was I blind before I was born again, I was blind. I was blind before time, right? And you know what the Lord did? He took them blinded eyes and he opened them. And that's what saved my soul, buddy. It's not because I'm smarter. It's because God revealed it. All God's people said. That's a big deal now. That's what he did. Now, do I deserve that? No. I don't, man, I don't deserve an ounce of that. That's what he did. Let me close this out in verse 14. And the Word, who's the Word again? We're talking about Jesus. Yeah, basically we're talking about Jesus. Because it says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So, and the Word was made flesh and he dwelt among us. And here's what he says, and we beheld his glory. We beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Man, isn't that a wonderful text? Just read that a couple times and it'll keep you on fire, I think. It's a great, great, great text. Hope the Lord bless you this evening with the meeting. Remember, we're going to be doing on Romans on Wednesday. Ephesians on Sunday morning, and on Sunday night we're doing the Gospel of John. So, Hollis, I think I could get that done. What do you think?